Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful day. This is Haleem, the Doctor of Self-Esteem, known as Haleem, the Dream Builder. And we welcome you to Life Success Radio. And we hear your voices. We hear your voices, right? And welcome to the future. We are creating our own paradise, our own paradise. So let's get serious and have a real conversation today here. But before doing so, I want to open in prayer, as we do, and I'm going to say it in Arabic, and I'm going to say it in English, so please join me, if you will, at least in thought, if not in actual hearing your voice. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman Mir-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim I'm going to say what I just recited from my heart memory in English. I'll say what it says. I seek refuge with God from the accursed devil, Shaitan, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, God, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not rest and who go not astray. Ameen, which means let it be so. Let it be done. And that's the opening prayer that we have as Muslims. Just information, it's the most often recited seven verses in the Quran. At least five times a day we do prayers to put ourselves in a perspective of serving God in more humility. And especially today, we need more humility. So I want to say that this particular Life Success Radio is sponsored by our sponsor, Reality Books, who is a publisher of the American classic, Booker T. Washington, Black Revolution. That book was written by his great-grandson, Dr. Marshall Cavendish Washington Musa Abui. And all those names connect to his culture, and it's kind of unique. He's a very, very talented man that I have a lot of love and respect for. I'll be honest, the fact that without his help, I would not be able to do this particular effort with this Life Success Radio. He encouraged me, and for the last year, I've been working with him and learning quite a bit. Now, one thing I want to share with you is that book that I mentioned, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution, is a book that's based on solutions for the future, not just past reflection. Even though reflection of the past is important, there has to be a roadmap to take you to the future. And that book shows a lot of the historical things of leaders that were, you know, way before a lot of our times. I would say, yes, definitely before my time. And they are very, very profound comments from Frederick Douglass, Dr. Martin Luther King. We have others in that book. You know, I just want to encourage you to look into that book. And there'll be perhaps an announcement later as this show comes to an end. So today is Monday. And here at Life Success Radio, we have specific days for specific activities. For example, on Monday dates, the radio is called Senior Life Moments. Senior Life Moments. And we're talking about not necessarily senior citizens like myself forgetting things, not in that sense, but we're saying senior life moments and those who have been able to make it to a point of becoming wise teachers, and the young people will learn more from the wise teachers who we see as the senior moments sharing their life experiences. So we have people that we've interviewed, and we have a continuous schedule that we're filling up, really picking up. And on Tuesday, we have a program that's actually targeted to young people, specifically, and the program is actually EZ, like the Edward Zebra, but it's like Easy Generation. And the slogan is Smart Minds Making Waves to the Future. Now, I had an occasion today to speak to a young man at Starbucks. Sorry, but I don't have his name right now. He's supposed to be listening, but anyway, I just want to share that he perhaps will be joining us next week as a part of Tuesday's program to discuss his personal growth and development here in Texas, and being one that's tied to engineering. That's his goal, to be an engineer. And so we're going to really do everything we can to assist him. He's very positive and bright outlook. And so you can tell when people have this ambition, they don't have any excuses. And he's a very, very competent young man. So, in any event, I look forward to working with him. And so, like, on Wednesday, we're having a very, very, very good show for you. And it's going to be an interview that we're having with the gentleman who is a retired, retired politician. He was actually a member of the Alabama State Representative. And his name is Johnny Ford, and he is also a founding charter member of an entity called the World Council of Black Mayors. Now, he actually has a lot of experience in terms of what he done in being born and raised in Tuskegee, Alabama. He actually was the first mayor there, black mayor there, that took that position, office. And he's a very extraordinary man, and he's going to share with us some things that he's doing, and the idea that we talk about from his perspective is how can we deal with reversing the effects of gentrification in the neighborhoods where people are being pushed out and leaving a lot of relics there in terms of buildings that are no longer functional. So we're going to be having a discussion on that, and we invite you all to call in on that as well, too. So they'll be more specific, but for sure, on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, that conversation will take place. And I would really encourage you all to join in with us. And you, well, we might be able to talk. I don't know, but if not, we'll just do a monologue we're doing today. So what I want to say is that, let me give you a little summary here. So Representative Johnny Ford, as I mentioned, he was Tuskegee, Alabama. He's the first black mayor, and he's founder, charter member of the World Council of Mayors. And the topic of which will be his discussion as a center point that won't be limited, though, but it's basically given a focus to some of the things that he will be talking about. And we talk about neighborhood gentrification solutions, how the black community and family can resurrect the education and economic tombstones left decaying or left behind. And I'm going to say that one more time. Neighborhood gentrification solutions, how the black community and family can resurrect the education and economic tombstones left decaying. And then we're talking about, in that sense, you know, buildings and schools that used to be businesses and used to be schools. And this is not just here. This is nationally we find this problem. So he's going to address it in terms of things that he knows as our solutions. And we certainly look forward to that as well on Wednesday. So I want to say again, my name is Haleen the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And this show is Life Success Radio, sponsored by Reality Books, which is the president and CEO is the senior great-grandson of Dr. Booker T. Washington, who was the founder of Tuskegee Normal Institute in Tuskegee, Alabama, which is a very, very, very important school that that actually helped black people who were just like getting pretty much their feet on the ground after a lot of the slavery experiences. Some were just like little children, little kids, learning how to get back engaged. But there was others, too, that were like, you know, I guess you might say self-motivated. And so there's things that will be presented on that. And you'll come to know these things as well. Let me just say here that what we're going to do is that we also are doing. So I got to mention this one. We're actually starting a speakers bureau, and also we're starting a radio blog, radio school, training school for a number of young people, so that the young people will do exactly what I'm doing, but a little bit, you know, more different type of subjects that they address. And this is designed to help them become better decision makers by them advising their peers on the things that would help their peers to be successful. Now, it's one thing to hear it from your parents, but peer to peer puts a little bit more peer pressure, because peer group pressure affects a lot of young people where they end up doing some negative things and getting in trouble. And we have this way where Life Success Radio will be having internships. We'll select 20 a year, but this is just like in one area here in Texas, so we'll have it around the whole country where we'll have 20 times whatever number of of cities that we get into, right? And so those 20 will become their own media group. And let me just say what I'm talking about, okay? For example, I believe, and you probably know this effect, that today's young people are definitely playing with this technology, but they know it so easily that they're dealing with this social media like it's like drinking water, right? And so we know, and Modern Day Achievers, which is an organization that I found and we're addressing, is that Modern Day Achievers, we say that in terms of the identity for young people, they are today's news, N-E-W-S, like news, but you can also say N-E-W, like new stars. So these new stars, we know that that's the young people today who will be making the headlines for the positive things that they will be doing as Modern Day Achievers, and not people who are following these people that I would like to call losers, you know, but people are losers only because they don't focus on the higher principles of their human nature, which, you know, as you grow up, you understand that there is a divine order that we all are subject to, that controls our every behavior. But it's just the perception of a person to come into that understanding. And no one's here to force anybody to realize that there is a universal God or universal creator or universal energy force or whatever you want to call that, that what is called a force of nature. And so the idea is that we know that young people need to become protected from the ignorance that is affecting their peer group. So a part of what we do is to address those and various conversations. For example, I'll give you an example, okay? Now, okay, here goes. We call these game changers, and some people call them like icebreakers, but we call them game changer, okay? So a game changer we have here is like winners and losers, right? That's the caption title, winners and losers. So what does it mean, dot, dot, dot? That is a continuing sentence, and the dot, dot, dot has two levels. One is no rest for the weary. I repeat, no rest for the weary, question mark, versus no hope for the dreary, right? So you got to think about that. And these are like game changers. So what I know for sure is that in work that I've been doing for many years has caused me to work really smartly and hardly around the clock. And I make calls to people at different times of night. And sometimes I don't do it intentionally. Sometimes my phone has its own automatic dial. And it just, you know, that's what I perceive it as, but it might not be the fact. But I know this, it's happened so often, I got to say something's in the mix here. So I attribute that to a God calling me through you or calling you through me. So whatever that is. So what I'm noting is that a lot of times people, you know, we, in terms of pursuing success, you have to pursue it with no time limits. You have to pursue it with no, preconditioned 8-to-5 job behavior, because success is not an 8-to-5 job. It's not a job in that sense at all, but it's a responsibility. Once you make your mind up for success, now you have to pass the test, which is learning how to receive the blessings and learning from those blessings how to put yourself in a position to be a continued recipient of the information, right? So no rest for the weary, so there's no time to get tired. No time to get tired. Everything you do is going to come inspired. Everything, guarantee. Because you're going to learn that keeping your mind open in terms of your pineal gland, and some people understand that as the ankh or the pi r square or the 314, as we like to call it, you will be able to travel on some beautiful journeys, right? Now, these journeys are like mental, but don't just take them like they're like mental without a connection to reality, because really this reality that we see around us is really an illusion and a flip side of what God's creation is really all about. Because you think about it, all these material things around us, even ourselves, are made of atom molecules. And these atom molecules can easily, you know, not magnify under what is the divine order of its creator, which is we call God, Allah, or, you know, the energy force or whatever that is that you understand it to be. It's outside of our understanding. And so we as human beings could never be that as God. We cannot be that source, as we say that God, you know, in terms of like Jesus Christ, God, or whatever other people use as, you know, putting God in a little bottle like a genie and saying, well, I got my God and my God is better than your God. And this is the kind of thing that's keeping people from coming together. See, it's not about the idea of your God and my God, as opposed to it being like our God, because God made us all equal. Color is not a matter of color. It's not a matter of family wealth or however your family receives it or family poverty. So what it comes down to, it comes down to a level of integrity, a level of morality. Because when you start being mischief, you'll get punished eventually. Trust me, you will. And life will catch up to you, and you might end up in jail, and you might miss your blessing as the train has left you behind. See, because success is about timing, and anything that delays your timing may prevent you from aspiring to your higher potential. So I would advise you young people to always do the right thing, always treat people equally. And in America and in the world today, there has been, unfortunately, a lot of what you might say privileged people from a skin color who think that what they have accumulated makes them better than people who don't have or never will accumulate anything short of welfare, right? Welfare. So the point that I'm saying is that time for the true values of being humanitarians. So if you, as a humanitarian, have a heart for people, you would find ways to help people without it being advertised, without making a big deal of it. You do it just because. Just because what? Because that's a human being. I'm a human being. We might look in terms of being a difference, and that's some difference. I can say that physically speaking, but spiritually speaking, inside, we all are being guided by a universal force of energy, a universal force of love that brings us to peace and tranquility. So here goes. What does it mean? No rest for the weary. And I told you what that talking about is that a weary person is on guard 24/7, action mind on the line. So a person that's a leader, a person that don't rest, really, they don't rest. They thinking all the time about solving the puzzle that's keeping them in poverty or keep family off balance or keeping themselves from the higher spiritual understanding or from what is the job for us to make earth a paradise for others and ourselves as well. So there's no rest for the weary. So the weary is not like sick and tired. No, the weary is like, say, I'm looking at this situation around me 24/7. I'm on guard. I'm doing my duty. I'm guarding this garden called Earth, this garden of the seeds where the young people come, and eventually that's be the future. These are the future seeds of, like, you could say of Abraham, you could say of anything, you could say of your mother and father, your seeds as well, as you go up to the point you start thinking about, you know, having a mate, a fate mate, or someone that you're going to establish a lifetime of love with and so forth, and that will you prolong you to live a very good life, because you, with a spouse that is, your better half. And each of you can be the better half, without an argument, and each has a function that makes the other better. But when you don't have a spouse in your corner, you are playing with fire, trust me. Now, the dreary is another thing. So no hope for the dreary, D-R-E-A-R-Y. Now, the dreary, I'm not going to go as far to call them losers, but I'll call them excuse makers, right? So the dreary, they are like, a lot of people get depressed. Oh, I'm so dreary. I'm so depressed. This job I don't like no more. I'm working a 9-to-5 or whatever job hours that they had to go in, to the job and work. And, of course, employers see employees as slaves. That's currently in the I don't know if it's Constitution or not. It may be Constitution. I read that in. But employees are like slaves to employers. So you can't ever not be a slave if you are working a job and getting paid by someone who really are using you and not giving you the full value of what you bring. A good, what you might say, a caretaker or shepherd in the sense of being a boss, would say to you, well, how can I help you be more successful? What do you need? Let me know. Sky's the limit. Don't worry about it and don't have no limit, all right? So the excuse makers are really dreary. So that's just a point of reference here. That's called game changer, winners and losers, and that's by me, Helene, the dream builder, Dr. Self-Esteem. And I'm going to say this right now, a little commercial break here, is that this particular show is brought to you by Life Success Radio. We hear your voices. We hear your voices, and we're going to help you make better choices as you get tuned to what we're addressing in terms of what makes you, your moral values become more sensitive to you becoming a magnet of attraction that will bring the good people to you and repel the bad people. Because the good people know, they can look at you and they can sense that you're something different. Just like when you look at a person that's drunk on alcohol or drunk on whatever substances or drunk on stupid, that's happened too, that you can sense that there's something wrong. People who are very conscious know when somebody is on the right path, and they'll let you know. They say, I know who you are, and they'll offer help to you when you don't expect it. Now, let me give you an example of that. Okay, about 2 days ago, I'm here in Texas where I'm at now, and I was sitting down getting ready for a conference call that I do every Saturday. And a matter of fact, let me give you this number for a conference call in case you'd like to join the conference call every Saturday. And the time frames are, for example, on the West Coast, the time is from 10 a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m. And on the Central Coast time, where central of the country where I'm at, Texas region, the time is like 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And then, say, from East Coast time, that's like from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So under those three time zones, wherever you're living, call in. And here's a number you want to dial, 641-715-0700. I'm going to repeat that again slower. 641-715-0700. And you want to put a PIN number in, and that PIN number is to get you access to the conference call. And that PIN number is 294-536-POUND. I'll say it again a little quicker. 294-536-POUND. And so any of the conference call that we do, we are addressing things in terms of fundraising that we're doing, programs that we're going to address and organize to help you young people. Now, before I go there, I want to say that one of my pet peeves is to establish something very, very critically important. And what I'm talking about is called a career pathway center, and we are going to call this, in terms of a national model, the Booker T. Washington MDA, which stands for Modern Day Achiever Student Leadership Cadet Academy, right? Booker T. Washington MDA Student Leadership Academy and STEM Business Entrepreneurship Industrial Centers, okay? Now, the combination of STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, we have to show you, young people, how people make money on your inventions, on your creative imagination, and we are going to set it up where you can keep a level of what you said confidentiality, so that your ideas don't get stolen by people like it got stolen from a lot of black people in the history of America early period coming on, during slavery and a little bit out of slavery and maybe some today as well too. But a lot of people, African Americans or blacks, and even other cultures, but I'm just talking more specifically because the blacks have been pretty much the most depressed in terms of slavery, more than I can, as I look around the world, I don't see another group that's been more oppressed. Maybe it might be South Africa when they had forget the guy's name, he was actually fighting Nelson Mandela and those freedom fighters, and it was like I feel his name, but anything, the, what I'm saying that it's really depressing when a human being is made to be an animal at the hands of another human being. So what it comes down to, though, a person who is doing that to another human being cannot be a human being. They have to be kind of like a little evil, demented, you know, somehow angry for some reason that's unbeknown to them. And I know the answer, you know, and basically it's about what is we call the melanin factor, which is the dark hue of the skin of the people of color. Unfortunately, this is something that we cannot ignore because if we're going to grow as a culture, as a society, as a world, the truth must be told. And it's said biblically, know ye the truth and ye shall be free. I believe that's what it says, don't it? Know ye the truth and you will be free, or the truth will set you free, right? So the truth of the matter is that historically, the first people on the planet are the most darkest hue people, and the variances of those colors of melanin concentration, it starts to dissipate in weaker portions, and as it gets out to those people who are like albinos, you know, albinism, who are like, you know, they don't tan well, and they actually have to stay out of the sun sometimes, and, you know, maybe the freckles and what have you, but they don't have the melanin, so therefore they are very recessive in the gene pool, That means that they don't have the power to make a baby of color to preserve their cultural existence, right? So that causes people to psychologically start to look at people who are not like that and hate them just because you might destroy me with your sex, with your DNA, with your DNA transfers, right? That's a fact. But we don't have no fear of that because everything has a reason in God's kingdom, and we just got to figure out as a people, how do we get along together despite the differences that we have, right? And that's the key. So at Life Success Radio, we hear your voices, right? Life Success Radio hears your voices. We're going to help you make better choices. So the idea is a continual thing that we have to say. We have to say this. We got to say, let's get serious and have a real conversation. People are so afraid to talk for real. Now, okay, I was looking earlier. There's a lady in Long Beach who was a Congress lady, and she was running for office, and she made office. Her name was Star Parker, S-T-A-R Parker. And I was looking at a YouTube, kind of surprised me how this one senator says, in a very disrespectful way, more than anyone else on that whole panel, he was like really bitter. And I could see that he definitely didn't have a melanin. And he was talking very negative about how she is ignorant. He said, "You ignorant." Well, I'm going to have to say the question. Anybody who says that in a public meeting as a diplomat is a fool. But he was so angry when he said it. I said, something deeper than him just saying it. It must be something deeper. So the subject matter they were talking about was about the Planned Parenthood. And she was giving information about Planned Parenthood destroying a lot of black babies. And she was saying that in a way showing statistics. And she was very calm and relaxed in presenting it. Now, he was the only one in that whole panel on the other side as senators and a congressperson looking or to ask her questions. He got really upset, right? So I know his psychological disposition is that he wants to keep destroying these black babies so that they won't ever be competition for his cultural group. Now, this is what is called racism, see, and you can't avoid it. Now, racism, white supremacy, as defined by Dr. Francis Quest Welsing, said it is something that is carried out globally by those who consider themselves white. So racism, white supremacy, is carried out in very, very subtle and very obvious ways, sometimes diabolical, sometimes psychological, sometimes unknown, right? So the idea is that there are black people who think they're white. They are Chinese, they're Hispanic, Mexican, other cultural groups who think they're white, and they emulate what is like the American behavior, even to the point of throwing away their own culture. See, we are all beautiful as we are flowers in the garden of life, and all flowers are all beautiful. And if all the flowers were just one color, imagine, if all the flowers were black, I wouldn't like that. If all the flowers were white, that wouldn't seem right. If all the flowers were rainbow, I say God is on his job. Look at this. We have a joyous, visual, stimulating appetite of humanity. And so today, our most important job as young people is to help humanity rid ourselves of the insanity of racism, white supremacy, of blackism, extremism. All of the extremisms are stopping our humanity. This is a time for humanitarians to recover and step ahead of the crowd, because we are looking that people say these are the last days. Well, not for me, maybe for you, but for me, the future is bright for me. And we just have to know that this life is like a race, and it doesn't always go to the fastest, like the tortoise and the hare. The hare thought he was so fast he can outlap the tortoise for a few times and take a rest, and the tortoise kept rolling, 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 and by the time the rabbit looked up, the tortoise had won, right? So this is the deal. Because you broke today don't mean you broke tomorrow, right? Because you got money today don't mean you're going to have it forever. See, because God, the creator of the heavens, universe, the energy force, the love force, take away and he will give. He taketh and he giveth. Example of that, he give life, newborn babies, take life with everyone. Babies, they disappear when God takes them back energy-wise to him. Elders, they disappear, right? So basically, nothing is guaranteed. So you got to live life with purpose. Every day, you must do your service. You must be about patriotic duty, and you must, by example, lead people to dignity as human beings. It doesn't make sense that someone has so much money that they'll never spend it in 10 lifetimes or more, and they never give it away. They call them hoarders. They hoard their money in the hopes that will make them like gods on earth. So when you come to them looking for institutional lending, looking for some funds to deal with some development in your community, they say, well, let me see how much money I can make on you in your need. Let me charge you 1,000% interest. That's kind of extreme, though, but, you know, that's an example I'm just sharing with you. So the idea is that people with money that are irresponsible, they charge people so much interest that they own the people, they own the houses, they own the loans, they can call me when they want to and stuff, and that's just like plain old greedy. So that's fine. But in any event, there's something I want to share with you, and I'm looking through a time check here right now. See, okay, that's fine. There's something I want to share with you that we're planning for January 5, 2019. We have a major fundraiser, and I want everyone in this country to be aware of this fundraiser. It's called the Dr. George Washington Carver, let me back up. The 74th Dr. George Washington Carver Federal Recognition Day, in which he was given, a Federal Recognition Day in 1945 by Congress. And on this day, President Harry S. Truman had signed into law in 1945 that all federal buildings would lower the flags half-staff in recognition of what Dr. George Washington Carver has meant for America and the world. Now, it's very important to understand, Dr. George Washington Carver was a man who was a slave coming up under, and he was raised by a white family called the Moses Carver family. And the mother nurtured him like her own son, and so he never was abused in that sense. But the point is this, he never had a bitter a bone in his body about white people. Because, you know, there's some white people that you have to be real cautious, just like there's some black people that be very cautious and so forth to the other races. There are them evil people. They call them devils in disguise, right? So, but Dr. Carver, during his time as he grew into a grown man, he actually helped save the South's agriculture and helped a black and white farmer stop fighting over bringing their food to the cotton gin or whatever different location that they would sell their produce. Because unfortunately at that time, in some cases, the food was scarce because of the soils being eroded from the overgrowth of cotton that took away most and all of the nutrients, making the ground, what you call when you can't have a baby, you know, you can't, you know, impotent, make impotent. Wow, that's interesting. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. With the ground doesn't it won't germinate because there's no nutrients in the soil. So Dr. Carver, he actually bought a process called crop rotation and introduced soybeans and other legumes, legumes, into the soil, which made the nitrate increase so that the products that were put in the ground grew very strong and very big and very, you know, unique. So Dr. Carver was a person that helped people. So his federal holiday that was given to him, we're celebrating this on a global scale, and we were asking everybody in the world to pay attention and participate at some level, because Dr. Carver, his work went worldwide in helping people. I mean, I'm talking about Russia. He helped the Russians grow food in Russia with potatoes and other things that they had a need for. He also helped starving babies to drink, and he created peanut milk. And this was way before you have all these milks today, you know, almond and other milks from nuts. Dr. Carver did it way back when. Is that this whole world owes him a salute of justice, because I didn't steal it, but most of the industries that are out there have benefited from him. I'm talking about him making rocket fuel from peanuts, him making other things like the Henry Ford cars that benefited from paints in terms of polymers, in terms of making the hard rubber tires on the cars become more buoyant, where they bounced around as opposed to being like riding on steel wheels, right? But see, we yet haven't learned forgiveness as a country. Now, I'm saying this to you all. We all got our points sometime of being selfish, right? But sometimes when you don't have nothing, and you're supposed to be selfish about saving something, like saving your money so you can make investment into yourself. And that was something that black people never, ever were allowed to do. because the stories were, they encouraged the slave, you know, masters or slave people holders, they would say, hey, go bury your money underneath your mattress. And then they would come in and steal the money from underneath the mattress, and they said, listen, don't worry about it, because you're going to get your reward in heaven when you die. And I'm going to get my reward now. So give me that money, right? That's serious. Now, this is real. So the evilness of what slavery did in America is worse than any Holocaust in the world. You had Middle Passage, over 90 million Africans dying in the Middle Passage. In comparison, you had, say, people in Israel, they say, well, the Jewish Holocaust was the biggest Holocaust in the world. That wasn't true. That's basically not true. So if you look at it, you say, well, 6 million compared to 90 million, hands down, 90 million is worse. And the thing, too, is that the slavery systems today, like that was in South Africa with Nelson Mandela in jail for 27 years, that apartheid was really vicious. And when I look at movies, I just say, how could people live like this, treating people with such disdain and hate? Now, what you do in the life of karma comes back to you, and karma is really real. So be careful what you say and what you do. I say to those in Israel, you be careful in what you do with the Palestinian. Now, they are human beings. You treat them like animals, just like we blacks in America were treated like animals. But eventually, the universal life force, life source, will make manifest the reality and flip the script where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's a natural phenomena that happens. It really does happen. History will take a society, civilization that was super, super great. Like you have all kind of evidences in the dynasties of the Africa culture where that, you know, the civilization that built the pyramids are no longer here. No one today can figure out how to build a pyramid. So that's a big, big issue. So were these people giants? I almost think so. But I believe, my own personal opinion, that they learned telepathy. I believe they had mental telepathy to chime in on an energy force using 314 or pi r square and being able to focus that energy and make the heavy, I believe it's 5-ton bricks or pillars or cubes or squares into, you know, get them airborne, right, and then move them around like that. Because today in the world, you cannot even get a crane to pick any of those up. Not a single crane can pick one of those up. And so it's like a phenomenon, right? You have in Mexico, the Aztec or the Aztec culture, you have the Olmec. It looked like an African with a big wide nose and braided hair. What I'm saying to you is that there have been for many thousands of years a world growing that we all are learning about today. So don't ever point that you know everything. See, because when you know everything, you will stop learning. And that's what you don't want to ever do, because life is a journey. Until you reach your end, learn. Now, again, this is Dr. Haleem Mustafa. I go also by my name of Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, which I also say I'm a master inspirational success teacher, and I am the world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. So what we're going to do in another piece, we're actually launching a speaker's bureau and that's what I had to say that for, because that's be our marketing, is that the Speakers Bureau is like PSI, and it's a part of my company model, and it's actually e-gravity, and e-gravity is heavy. You know, gravity is heavy, right? So e-gravity is heavier, and that gets the heavier gravity is that as you grow to be excellent in what you're doing, the heavier you will get. The more excellent that you discipline yourself, the more smarter, the more logical, the more rational, the more, you know, people will magnetize to you because you'll be like sharp on a sharp. So gravity will make you heavy, and your heaviness is like PSI pressure. And so when you speak with what we do, we're going to get you trained, young people, as a professional, inspirational, at the Professional Success Institute, Speakers Institute, Professional Speakers Institute, right, under our company, Gravity. And you are going to get paid money. You're going to go through the training process. And you are going to be emulating all the success teachers out there who call themselves motivational speakers. You, on the other hand, are inspirational speakers. And understand there is a difference, right? So the ideas that come to your mind, that come to your heart, that help you to see things differently, those are called blessings. And so the motivation is cool. Everybody's motivated to do something or not to do something. Motivation is to motivate to do something or motivate to not do something, right? But inspiration is like, wow, you can't even help it. You got to get busy because, man, this is revelation coming down. 314 at my door. I can't run away because if I run away, I'd be like Jonah running from my journey, from my mission. I can't run from my mission. And, you know, and so once you figure out your mission, you don't have no time frame of when you don't work your job. I mean, listen, I have a reputation for calling people late at night, early in the morning. Well, let me say this one. Early in the morning, like before like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Now it's not that I'm being disrespectful at all. I'm really turned on to the inspiration that God is putting in my thought process. And my intention is to share as much as I can. Because I know that I have some gifts, some jewels that can help benefit people if they are, you know, what you might say, spiritually conscious and not like what you call haterade. Who drink Haterade every time, you know, they have a drink of Haterade and they see somebody that's got a positive outlook, they say, oh, look at that person over there. Ooh-ee. So listen, avoid the haters because they're drinking that Haterade, and that Haterade is intoxic. It's toxic. It's really toxic because it can destroy your whole family and so forth. Now, okay, so here goes the deal. Tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm hoping that I have someone lined up, a young person, to speak from the what we call the EZ generation, which is a slogan of smart minds making ways to the future. We will have someone from your generation under 30 will speak on that, and I'm constantly recruiting. So if you know someone, you can refer them to this number, which is my cell of 650-921-5131. I'll repeat it slower, 650-921-5131. Or you can send email at drsam, S-A-M, well, W-E-L-L, at Gmail. So that's drsamwell at gmail.com. And just, you know, send a resume or send a name. Say, hey, this person is really a solid person that fits, you know, the leadership style that what you're looking to do. And we definitely want to grow opportunity for those people who see themselves as leaders, because every one of you is a leader. The only way you don't become a leader when you become a doubter of your own ability. See, everyone is made with a unique gift. And when you recognize your unique gift, you have to reinforce it by studying more, by being very aware of your surroundings, and being aware that karma does have an impact on the things that will come to you in your lifetime. Now, as we close here, I'm getting close to a time that I'm going to cut off, but I want to say this. I got 5 more minutes. On Wednesday, there's a very, very important guest who will be on, and he's retired state representative of Alabama, Johnny Ford, and he actually will be speaking in an interview that he'll be having with me on at 6 p.m. My time here in Texas. If you're on the East Coast, it'll be 7, and if you're on the West Coast, it will be like 4. Now, he's going to talk about some very serious things, and I'm going to read what he's going to talk about under Blessed to be Blessed. That's the caption, Wednesday, Blessed to be Blessed. And our guest, Johnny Ford, is a native of Tuskegee, Alabama. He's the first black mayor and founder, charter member of the World Council of Mayors, of Black Mayors, excuse me. He also, the topic will be Neighborhood Gentrification Solutions, how the black community and family can resurrect the education and economic tombstones left dying. Now, if you can use your imagination, look at the buildings that are no longer occupied and that the weeds are growing there and all the, you know, things that are, look uncivilized are right there. So we say there are tombstones, and we want to get rid of tombstones and make them what we call, what you call something that would make be something positive. Like, what kind of stones can I say? Not gallstones. I don't like those. What about milestones? There we go. Milestones. That's a gross stepping stone. Hello. Now, okay, so anyway, as we wind down, I'm going to say, I got 3 minutes. So here goes the song I wrote, and I'm going to say this in the closing note, and I'll disappear after I say it. I tried to be a star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking double, I finally came to realize that I needed something more. I turned to God, our creator, and he opened the force, opened up the door. The first thing the force did was make me strong, and now I know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why the force of love opened up the door. It's peace on us if we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth, he made the sun, he made us all to grow as one. We got to save our children. We got to save our children. So tell the truth. Take your time, train your mind to see the sign that God is one. And we love you very much. Assalamu alaikum. I'll speak to you next time.